The issue here is not some unlooked-for benefit such as might come from offering a chair to a senior citizen. It is a matter of honesty and earnest effort. Dishonest, lazy people look to get something for less than is required, or even nothing. If you decide to boost your profits by raising your rates and providing less service, it's going to catch up with you. AT&T learned this lesson the hard way. Its rates continued to climb, and it did nothing to offer its customers any new advantages. Along came deregulation, MCI and Sprint, and bang! Customers began switching their long-distance service by the hundreds of thousands. AT&T saw its error quickly, though, cut its rates, and began offering innovative packages. It still faces heavy competition, but it now knows quite a bit about the law of compensation. In contrast, consider mobile home builder Jim Clayton. His company, Clayton Homes, was already growing rapidly when Hurricane Andrew decimated South Florida. The need for new mobile homes was enormous and fast. Clayton could have followed the examples of many Florida business owners and jacked his prices skyward. Instead, Clayton Homes kept its prices level and jacked its production skyward. The law of compensation meant that the company still made a reasonable profit on its services. It also means that thousands of home buyers in South Florida have reason to remember Clayton Homes very fondly when it comes to the next purchase. Your day-to-day life may not offer such dramatic examples, but the most concrete one is your paycheck. If you are dissatisfied with its size, remember, until you begin to render more service than you are already being paid for, you are not entitled to any more pay. If you are convinced that you are already doing more work than you are being paid for, ask yourself why the law of compensation doesn't seem to be working. The sad fact is that most people have no definite purpose greater than getting that paycheck. No matter how hard they work, the wheel of fortune turns right past them because they neither expect nor demand more. What are you doing that shows you expect and demand more than what you currently get? Gaining favorable attention. People who need your work have things to offer you. You probably are not the only person capable of providing what they need. What will distinguish you from the crowd? The attention you generate by doing more than you are being paid to do. Early one morning, Charles Schwab arrived at one of the steel mills he managed. There in the dawn's faint light was a clerk from the company's stenography pool. When Schwab wondered what he was doing there, the man explained that he had come in case there were any letters or telegrams Schwab wanted sent right away. It would be hours before the rest of the staff arrived. Schwab thanked the fellow and told him he might need him later that day. And he did. That night, as Schwab headed back to the main office, he took along his new personal assistant, the fellow who had gotten his attention so early in the morning. It wasn't the fact that this young man was an extraordinary stenographer that got him attention. It was his habit of showing his personal initiative in going the extra mile.